Headlines.
I'm Liz Palka reporting. China President Xi Jinping told visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday that Washington and Beijing should make the most of bilateral mechanisms. This amid escalating trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies. President Donald Trump is due to unveil revisions to his initial tariff list targeting $50 billion of Chinese goods on Friday. Prior to Beijing, Pompeo met with Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers in Seoul, South Korea. There, he thanked China for helping bring North Korea to the negotiating table during a summit with the U.S. earlier this week.
Japan, the Republic of Korea, and now China have all acknowledged that we have turned the corner, that we have begun a process away from the threat of war and towards peace on the peninsula.
Pompeo is briefing regional leaders and diplomats during this trip to Asia. Japanese news outlets say officials are seeking to arrange a summit between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. According to government sources, expectations were raised after Kim told U.S. President Trump during their meeting Tuesday in Singapore he's willing to hold talks with Abe. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Thursday to discuss the situation in Yemen. It's the second day a Saudi-led coalition is conducting an offensive to push Houthi rebels out of the key port of Hodeidah. Britain called the meeting after one of its diplomats urged all sides to exercise restraint and engage with political efforts to spare Hodeidah a military confrontation. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News. The UN General Assembly Wednesday condemned Israel for excessive use of force against Palestinian citizens.